So you want to come up with a marketing strategy, a marketing plan for your business, your product, your service, and you have no idea where to start. Now, in this episode, we're going to go through some of the fundamentals when it comes to coming up with a marketing strategy. What are the things that you need to look out for? And how do you set yourself best for success in terms of marketing your service, your product, your brand? So, see you guys in a few seconds.
Welcome to the Marketing Podcast, the number one podcast helping aspiring entrepreneurs level up their marketing. Here's your host, Augustine. Let the class begin.
Hey guys, and welcome back to yet another episode on the Marketing Podcast, digital marketing tips and insights. And like I've mentioned in the intro, we're going to talk about the fundamentals of coming up with an effective marketing strategy for your product or your service. You know, what are some of the things that you need to look out for? What do you need to do, you know, in order to make sure that, you know, you find success when it comes to marketing your product or service. Now, one of the things that you have to consider, you know, when coming up with any marketing strategy is the art of experimenting. You have to be ready to experiment quite a lot, and that, you know, has to be integrated into your overall marketing strategy, especially if, you know, you're marketing your product or your service for the very first time, or you have tried marketing before but haven't seen much success. Is you have to, you know, enable your team to experiment when it comes to marketing your product. And what do I mean by experimenting? You need to plan ahead of time that, you know, whatever channel you're going to use, whether that's, you know, LinkedIn, you know, Facebook, Instagram, Google, Amazon, Twitter, and all these other marketing channels, is that not all channels might necessarily work for you in terms of your audience. Not necessarily all, you know, all ad types or ad formats might work for you. The video ads might work for you. You know, search ads might not work for you. Display ads might work for you. Shopping ads might work for you. Maybe Amazon is the best channel for you. So you have to really experiment quite a lot and iterate quite quickly. So you have to have it in your marketing plan and have it in your marketing strategy that as we start experimenting and, you know, coming up with a marketing strategy and trying to market our product, is that we're going to iterate as quickly as possible in order to find which platform works best for us. And what that will help you is that you'll end up not spending too much money. Yes, you need a bit of budget to explore, especially the paid platforms, the paid channels, etc. But it'll save you a lot of money in the long run because you'll be able to find out quite quickly which platforms work best for your products or for your service. The other thing is also experimenting when it comes to your targeting. You know, how do you target your audience? How do you target your customers, right? You know, what are the demographics, details to the demographics, details to, you know, where they work, details to what they do, etc. So you have to also, you know, play around when it comes to your targeting, coming up with, you know, different, I will call them like buyer's persona, and testing out which buyer's persona works best, because you might be targeting one way, let's say with one demographic, you know, one detail to, you know, specific demographic, and another way, but you find maybe the second option works best in terms of getting the ideal customer or the ideal client for your, you know, your products or your service. Number two is performance measurement. You need to find a way to measure performance, measure your metrics, right? And I've seen clients, you know, I've had also clients in the past where someone approached us and, you know, they want us to help them with their marketing. And then you look at what they've been doing before, either on their own or maybe with a previous, you know, marketing professional or agency. And then you find that there wasn't really much performance measurement going on, right? So it's kind of hard, and you know, they were depending on sort of like vanity metrics, as we like to call it, you know, the, you know, measuring things like, you know, clicks, website visits, which are all good, but you need to measure metrics that affect your bottom line and what exactly you're looking out for. If you're trying to measure, you know, purchase conversions, you have to, you know, set up tags and, you know, conversions to measure those specific events, right? So making sure that you do that, you know, making sure if it's a website, making sure it is tagged on Google, that you're able to measure the exact, you know, KPIs that you're looking for, you know, the exact KPIs or the exact metrics that affect your bottom line when it comes to your business. Because with that, one, that will provide you with data, not only you, but also the channel that you're using, whether that's Meta, Google, you know, Amazon, etc., with the data that you, you know, with the necessary data for you to make, you know, informed decisions. And it also helps the software or the platform that you're using be able to adapt your ads or adjust your ads to fit or target or optimize your ads to fit, you know, the target audience that you are looking for, right? And essentially that saves you in the long run in terms of your return on ad spend. So performance measurement is one big thing. The other thing is working hand in hand with your sales team. Now, marketing tends to be a bit more back end, you know, targeting audiences, targeting, you know, create, you know, generating leads, etc. And it's also for your salespeople now to convert these leads. Now, marketing and sales has to work hand in hand. You know, sales team has to report on, you know, what information are they getting from the leads that the marketing team is sending to them, so that the marketing team is able to optimize their ads or their delivery much better in a way that the sales team will have a much easier job in terms of converting those leads into clients. Now, one of the things that you need to understand when it comes to sales is that you cannot sell something to someone that they do not want. You know, that's not really good sales ethic, and it's most of the time a waste of time, because in the event that, you know, someone never needed something and they end up buying something, you know, they end up being remorseful about their decision. So we don't want such scenarios, because in the long run, we are looking at customer retention. So we're looking at targeting people that will ideally benefit from your product or your service, right? So you have to work hand in hand with the sales team, figure out, you know, what kind of feedback are they getting, and then integrating that into your marketing. So that is something that has to go into your marketing strategy and plan how marketing and sales will work hand in hand. Which brings me to the third point of, you know, your marketing and sales team also has to work hand in hand with the product developers, with the software developers, whoever is the engineer behind what you're selling. They also have to work hand in hand, so that whatever the sales team is getting as feedback, you know, that can be, you know, trickle, that information can be trickled down to the marketing team, as well as trickle down to the, you know, product developers or the software developers, so that they can come up, you know, they can iterate on their product and come up with a product that, you know, has the exact market fit that people are looking out for. So basically, those are some of the key fundamentals that you need to look into when you're coming up with your marketing strategy. Yes, there are things that go into that, like, you know, budget, etc., and all of these things. But essentially, these are the three things that you need to have nailed down when you're coming up with a marketing strategy, especially if you are marketing your product or your service for the very first time. Anyway, if you're looking to market your product, your service, or you're looking for, you know, some form of consultation or a helping hand when it comes to marketing your product or your service, especially if you're a startup company, you're new, make sure to reach out to us for a consultation session, and we can help you get your product to market and advise you on how to best generate more leads for your business and get more revenue. Anyway, thank you for listening. Until then, see you guys on the next podcast episode.
Thank you for tuning in to the Marketing Podcast. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe. Until next time, class dismissed.